This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A backcountry skier died today in an avalanche outside Vail. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The Eagle County Sheriff's Office says one person was trapped and killed in a snowslide at the East Vail Chutes, a popular backcountry area beyond Vail Mountain's boundaries. Ski Patrol and Vail Mountain Rescue helped the Sheriff's Office with the recovery effort. This is the second deadly avalanche this week in Colorado. On Monday, three backcountry skiers were killed in an avalanche in remote terrain outside of Silverton. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado and 46 states have won a $600 million settlement over McKinsey and Company's role in the opioid epidemic. It says the consulting firm helped boost Purdue Pharma's sales and profited from the epidemic. Colorado will get nearly $10 million. The White River National Forest in western Colorado grew by 120 acres to preserve an iconic ridgeline for public access. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Summit County started acquiring mining claims along the Continental Divide more than a decade ago with the goal of transferring them to the U.S. Forest Service. The 120 acres span between Gray's Peak and Georgia Pass. The transfer ensures permanent legal public access to the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail and preserves the high alpine tundra habitat for mountain goats, bighorn sheep, and rare vegetation. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Chance of snow showers tonight for Vail, lows around 10. This is CPR News.